Welcome back to another episode of Afternoon Delight.
Pew, pew, pew.
I caught you mid-bug. Now, that's bugging right there is what that is.
Literally. Goodness gracious. My nose was running. I was thinking I'd blow my nose, and then Kyle hits the record button and then just starts laughing at me.
I got a itchy trigger finger. It's Kyle Rush. It's Ben Taylor. And now that Ben's got his nose clean,
we're going to talk running back. You got three rockets firing off. I mean, this is great.
We're going to talk running backs. And I'm going to be honest. I've never heard a coach just blatantly, and I don't have a problem with this whatsoever, essentially just call a guy too fat to play running back.
That's exactly what he did.
Twice now. He did it.
I didn't know it was twice.
He did it after spring.
Yeah, I knew that one.
And I think he actually called him fat after spring. And then when he's talking about...
He called him chunky, I think was the word.
When he's talking about Bryson Washington just recently, he said he's still not there yet as far as his body goes. Ben, we're running out of time. And this was kind of a big addition. You got today's July 30th, so you're 34 days? Or did I do that math right? Or maybe way off?
No, that's about right. It's at 30-something day because, I mean, we're a week and a half from the start of fall camp. Then you get 2 weeks of practice. So that's about right.
When was our first game? September 5th. Okay, we're a little bit over that. Yeah. So 30 days from now will be August 30th. Is there 31 days in August?
Holy Lord. He's doing math, geography.
It's under 40. How about that?
This is off the rails already.
I think it's under 40. You're under 40 days away.
Yes.
If you're not in shape now, how much?
Okay, so how much more do they want him to trim? Because we talked about the weights that were released. I mean, is it muscling up? Is it trimming fat? What are we doing here with Washington?
It's fat, bro. He's been pretty clear about it.
I mean, what is he? Is he cheating on the meal plan? Like, what is going on here?
That's a great question. I don't know. Like, I remember. You remember
we had like multiple nutritionists.
You remember when that first picture? It says he's 6'2", 210. Like, that can't be right, right?
He's got to be like 220 or 230 if they're wanting him to, if they're saying he's too fat. 210
or just not in shape.
Maybe that's what he maybe.
But yeah, it says body. They asked about his body, and he says he's not there yet.
In spring, it was definitely fat. He clearly talked about how big he was.
Big time.
Yeah, he's out of shape, and he needed to lean up is what it was said. And I don't know what he meant by still out of shape now. Is that conditioning? Does he get winded real easily? I mean, you got five dudes in the running back room. I mean, he doesn't have to run. He didn't have to tote the ball 30 times.
So let's throw a scenario out there.
Okay.
How big of a deal is this? Not necessarily just for game one, but just in general, if you want to quote unquote run the piss out of it, how big of a deal is it if Bryson isn't there, like isn't ready to go, like at the start of the season? Like how big of a hampering could that be to what your plans are?
I don't think it's as big a deal as maybe others do, because I still like Cobb and Mapson being a good 1-2 punch, and Cobb's going to be your one. Yeah. And so he's going to be fine. I mean, he'll get subbed in a few plays in the first half, but he'll go near about the whole first half. Cobb will. And having Mapson right behind him, I think you're going to be fine. And then, as I said, you got five guys in there. So this is just more of a bad look on Washington. And maybe that's why he's out of shape. I don't know. Maybe he realizes he ain't the horse in the room anymore. Maybe he's seen these other guys and seen what they do and seen how they push weight around and what they do in practice and what they've done in offseason, you know, workouts. And he's like,
my understanding was when he got here, he was still dealing with a little bit of an injury. And I think that's what kind of led him to kind of get
chunky,
out of shape. We're just going to say out of shape. And then I would have thought by now, though, he'd be back to full speed. So I'm not necessarily concerned about game one. Like, I'm with you. Jeremiah Cobb, Omar Mabson. I mean, you got Nekai Davenport. You got the kid from Troy, Tay Meadows. But you were really, I think, expecting to have a really dynamic 1-2 punch when you think about Bryson Washington in that backfield, because you're thinking about Bryson Washington from last year, who was really explosive and a bigger back. So I guess my concern is when you're talking about depth, like when you get in the meat of the season, does it kind of change your plans? Or do you think you just think you could just put Omar in there and you're not going to miss a thing? You're not going to miss a beat?
Yeah, right now. But, I mean, we get 4 or 5 games in. When we get to Tennessee or we get to Florida even, you get to Florida and, I mean, running backs take a beating. If he's going to, quote, unquote, run the piss out of it, I mean, these guys are going to see a lot of action. So, who knows if they get nicked up or they get, you know, a shoulder here or a forearm there or you know, a bruised thigh or something like that. Then they're going to need him. So, he still needs to get his act together and get in shape by game 2. There's still time to do that. We're 30 days out. I mean, we're talking about super freak athletes here. I mean, surely they could get him down 5 or 7 pounds in 30 days, along with, especially if they put him in some sort of conditioning and running program. Because it sounds like when he says he's not there yet, I do wonder, though, Kyle, if that means muscular wise or he's not doing the off-season workouts that has him where he's getting winded. Not necessarily overweight, not necessarily down in muscle, but when they do these off-season workouts, if he's over there huffing water and breathing heavy and they're like, look, we got to have you in the season. Like, this has got to get better. Because you've seen that before with other athletes. So I wonder if he means that when he says he's not there yet. I also wonder if he means maybe the injury's still plaguing him a little bit. Do you think? What was injured? Do you know?
So I believe it was his shoulder. I'm reading through this.
Let's see. He wasn't in contact.
Bryson, here's the quote. Here's the quote. This is from AL.com. Bryson is still. Let me make sure this is right. Most recently, Washington suffered a soft tissue injury, resulting in him missing much of spring. And Gulch was clear in a recent interview in Road to Recovery is not finished for the transfer ball carrier. Yeah, Bryson is still fighting like crazy to change his body. We've been hard on him and the demand in this offense is hard. You got to be in elite shape. He's worked hard to get into elite shape. We continue to harp, changing his body, continue to harp on being able to play 8, 9, 10, 11 plays in a row. I'll tell you, he's getting closer, but he's not there yet. That's a little bit more encouraging.
That sounds way better than we made it sound out to be first.
Well, we didn't make it sound that way.
No. We repeated. Yeah,
we just repeated it. Just repeated what was said.
Right.
But I will say that does sound. It's soft tissue. Like he's struggling through an injury, and he's just not quite. This to me sounds more so like, even though it says working on his body, this to me sounds more like conditioning.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Doesn't sound like he's fat. Doesn't sound like he's lost muscle. It just sounds
even
like,
though Golish did say that.
It sounds like he can't go 10 plays.
Goles did make a remark about him being chubby, though. There's no doubt about that. He definitely did
after spring. Yeah, that was.
But this doesn't sound so much like that.
I mean, he legit called his name out. He's like, we got guys that are out of shape and they need to lose weight. Bryson Washington. And I'm like, whoa, what are we doing?
Yeah.
And so soft tissue. So I'm assuming some sort of muscle, deep bruise or tear or contusion, something of that nature. It doesn't sound like they're going to just give the full, you know, medical history of him, but for them to say soft tissue, that's at least that's got nothing to do with joint or something broken or a rotator cuff or anything like that.
This was the quote after spring. He said, I told his chubby butt, like, you got to get yourself in shape. Speaking from another chubby butt, like, you got to go get yourself in shape. Hey, and I tell you what, I got to give Gulish credit. That son of a gun has dropped weight.
He has.
Since he's been here. He looks good.
Which is kind of odd because he said he loved food. And this is, he's talking about when they first interviewed. Do you remember one of his first interviews? He talked about the food scene in Auburn. He was like, man, the food scene. And I'm like, oh, he's going to get fat. So I don't know if his wife said, we're not doing this. You got to make sure you hit the weight room with the guys. So yeah, he does look good, but yeah, chubby butt. I mean, he clearly was calling him fat after spring, but it just sounds like right now it's more of a conditioning thing. It doesn't, I mean, yeah, that quote towards the end where he said, we're going to need him to go 9 or 10 plays in a row and he can't do that. That screams conditioning.
Here's another quote. He's physically at 100%, but fall camp will be really good for him. When you miss spring and you're in this offense, that's the one part. You may get the mental side of it. Assignment-wise, you may be right, but to carry the ball 3-4 times in a row, to be able to carry it, then protect, then run her out, then carry it again, then protect and run her out, it's a lot tougher. So, yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to take a big sigh of relief then, because it doesn't necessarily sound – I mean, I guess if you're out of shape, people could still assume it has something to do with weight.
Yeah.
But I think it's just simply the conditioning piece, which I think you can definitely get there in under 40 days. If that's
He can get there in 3 weeks. I mean, once they – and for what you see on the field now, off-season workouts, I mean, a lot of it, that's what it's doing is conditioning out in that heat right now. Because if you drive by, like when I'm driven by the facility, you see guys out there in the green space running and doing drills. So
there's no way they practice outside next week, right?
No, but they are conditioning outside. Like when I've driven by, they're conditioning outside right now. But they're not practicing. No,
I know they're not wearing pads right now.
Yeah, when they put pads on, there's no way they do that. I mean,
did you see LSU put on has those helmets now that have air conditioners in them? They're cooling soft helmets.
So soft.
Yeah. Back in my day, we drank water through a PVC, hot water through a PVC pipe.
You got water? We didn't get water in my day.
It's a funny story real quick. So I don't know if you ever saw these, but like we had those water. It was literally PVC pipes. Yeah. Okay. And they had, like took a screw, a drill and screwed holes in it.
Yeah.
And capped the ends. And they had four legs, yeah, and they'd hook a hose to it, so it just shoot water out of those holes. So you just went up, and it was whatever was coming out of the hose. That's how you got water. And this is funny too. And you know my dad, so this is why this is funny. So my coach, we would have one Gatorade break, and they would salt the Gatorade.
Yeah, electrolytes.
So you'd have extra electrolytes. So I get home from practice one day, and we always had Gatorade, and it was the came out of the packet. You know, you put the packet in the pitcher and mix it up just like Kool-Aid, but it's Gatorade.
Yeah.
So I come home, I'm tired. It's getting close to dinner time. I go fix me a big old cold glass of Gatorade, take a big old pull off of it, and it's just loaded with salt. And I'm like, God almighty, I had enough of this. I'm going to have a freaking cholesterol heart attack because y'all are pumping me full of salt. And my dad's like, well, I mean, y'all was doing it in practice. I was just trying to, you know, keep you set when you get home too. It's hot outside. I was like, Dad, just please don't do the salt in the Gatorade. I've had enough.
Yeah, knowing your father. I love when Kyle tells his dad stories and he uses his voice. And it's funny because you've ever met his daddy.
Really sound like that much. That's like my stock country accent.
Yes, it is. Now your dad is country. I give him that, but you go a little extreme on it.
Yeah.
I will say that makes me feel better getting back to Bryson, because there's no doubt who number one is. It's gonna be Cobb.
Yeah.
But I think that by Tennessee, they're gonna need him to be in good shape if they plan on running the offense that they want to run. That's not taking anything away from Mapson. I just, based on history last year and how much Washington was used, I think that he clearly, as far as experience wise, has more than Mapson does. But I still think we're going to see a lot of Omar. Plus Omar's hands out of the backfield. I mean, even that was even commented by Brown. Brown talked about how he liked, you know, being able to throw to him. So, you know, kind of wish small he had said target. That, it is a small target, but good hands.
He does have good hands.
Put it in the area and he'll grab it. So,
I'm glad we talked this out. I'm glad we actually researched. Well,
you were worried
topic
going into it. You were a little concerned that we had a fat running back that we were going to try to throw out there.
A little live show research, topic research.
Never heard anybody.
No. Can't beat it.
No, never hurt anybody.
No, no.
It is, but it's talking season, man. And you start here seeing headlines come out and you start wondering, oh crap, now what? Now what's going on? I mean, for goodness sakes, let's not see somebody walking around in a boot or something like that. Then all of a sudden we're just going to go absolute bananas. Doesn't even matter if it's
wait. Can you,
backup.
Can you imagine the meltdown? Like, let's think of somebody. Like, can you imagine the meltdown? I would almost do this as a prank. If like Byron Brown was practice one, had like a sling on or even like a wrap on his finger or a boot.
Well, I don't know if you remember, Cam never missed a game. During the middle of the year, he wore a boot one day outside the facility.
Yeah.
And people lost their ever-loving mind when that happened, even though they tried to get in front of it and said it's for precaution so he doesn't bump it on anything. He's going to be playing Saturday, and people lost their ever-loving mind.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that same thing happens to Byron? Like if he... Somebody just like nicks his ankle with like falling down with a helmet, like bruises it. And so they say, hey, we're putting you in this boot. So if you bump your ankle on the wall or door, it doesn't make it any worse than what it is. But everybody's going to lose their ever loving mind if that happens.
No, I know. I can't wait to the overreactions. Hopefully everybody that was injured during spring, there's no lingering effects of that. Like hopefully that all the precautionary holdouts are good, and there's nobody that's kind of lingering over. Like I hope, like Christian Neptune and DeMarcus Riddick and Stanton Ramil, like all those guys that wore orange the whole spring. Champ Anthony, hopefully they're all full. Which he actually came back towards the end of spring. Hopefully they're all out there, and there's nothing to report on.
Well, I will say that
everybody's healthy.
The good news is on that is Champ talking with our guys from our stations that were down there, because they had a chance to sit down and interview him, and they asked him actually off the air, and he didn't mind sharing this, but he basically said a lot of those guys, if they were lining up to play week one, they could have gone in the spring.
Oh yeah.
It was a holdout. Let's not ruin fall in spring. Like you and I have had it. We've actually done a show on that where there's no point in, you know, you can't win the championship right now, but you could lose your way out of it if you decide to get a bunch of people injured. You could prevent yourself from doing it. So I think they'll be fine. I think that's another reason we're all excited to see practice number one take place, like the official practice, to see who's wearing orange jerseys and who's not. And you know, we know quarterbacks are going to be in jerseys, so you can't touch them. But I'm going to be curious to see any linebackers, any defensive backs, any offensive linemen. Because you don't know, all that stuff's kind of when they're working out indoors and when they're doing, you don't know who's hurt and who's not. There's no injury reports that are being released right now because nothing's official. So it is, I'm hoping like you that the rollover from spring, a lot of those guys are either out of their jerseys, or if they're still wearing them, it's not because they're hurt. It's just to keep them from getting hurt again until game.
I want to see nothing. I want to see no orange. I want them. They're not going to wear pads day one, but I want them out there. Guys, we really appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend. Fall camp starts in, I guess, 3 business days. So can't wait. 3 business days. Y'all have a good weekend. We'll talk again soon. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.